This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of your...
Now, we humans have been making and drinking alcohol for thousands of years, but it's a strange liquid. We can use it as a fuel or a germ killer, use it to preserve human heads or other body parts in jars for years on end, or to strip oil stains from the garage floor. And yet, in small quantities, we use alcohol as a social lubricant. But over time, too much alcohol can set off diabetes and malnutrition and diseases of the central nervous system and the liver. A short-term side effect is excessive urination. In Shakespeare's play Macbeth, the porter says that alcohol promotes, and I quote, "nose painting, sleep and urine," unquote. But even today, we still don't fully understand how alcohol causes this excessive urination. After all, beer is about 95% water and only 5% alcohol, and the liver converts that 5% alcohol into roughly the same mass of water and a bit of carbon dioxide. So if you drink 200 mils of beer, the end result is 200 mils of water. But you don't urinate just 200 mils of urine, no. You urinate a total of around 320 mils of urine. So in general, each shot of alcohol makes you urinate an extra 120 mils of urine on top of your normal urine output. Where does that extra 120 milliliters come from? Well, to understand what's going on, you need a bit of background knowledge. Now, first, your body pays special attention to alcohol. It's a small molecule and gets very quickly through the walls of the gut into the bloodstream and then to the brain. Second, if you weigh 60 kilograms, you generate about 60 mils of urine each hour. And for 80 kilograms, about 80 milliliters per hour, and so on. Third, we humans seem to prefer to drink our alcohol in 10-gram lumps. Now, 10 grams of alcohol is about 12.5 mils, but you can call it 10 mils and be fairly accurate. So each glass of beer, or wine, or spirits, has about 10 grams of alcohol. Fourth, alcohol interferes with a mechanism that regulates the water levels in our body. Okay, now a little anatomy and physiology. In your brain is a small gland called the pituitary gland. It's divided into two sections, the front and the back. The back section is called the posterior pituitary. One of the hormones made by the posterior pituitary gland is called vasopressin, or ADH, which stands for antidiuretic hormone. Diuresis? Well, that's just a fancy word meaning urination. Now, suppose that you are really, really dehydrated, so the volume of water in your body is low. But you still have just as many salts floating in this reduced amount of water. So these salts are now more concentrated in the reduced volume of water that you have when you are dehydrated. Your body has detectors, and they can sense both the saltiness of the water and the volume. If these detectors reckon that you are dehydrated, they send a signal to the posterior pituitary gland, which starts pumping out ADH. The job of ADH, or antidiuretic hormone, is to stop you urinating. So you hang on to your precious water. You reduce your normal rate of making urine. Alcohol, it does the opposite. It reduces how much ADH you make, so it increases how much urine you produce. Each shot of alcohol that you drink forces your kidneys to generate an extra 120 milliliters of urine on top of the normal 60 to 80 milliliters per hour. Aha! You cleverly think to yourself, why don't I just drink lots of water to compensate for the extra 120 milliliters? Unfortunately, it's not that simple. You'll hang on to only about a half or a third of the extra water that you drink. Most of it will go out in your urine, and you'll still end up dehydrated at the end of a night of drinking. Mind you, you'll be a bit better off than if you didn't drink any water at all, but you'll still be dehydrated. And could this extra urination caused by alcohol consumption be the origin of that wonderful old Aussie expression, a night on the piss?
What does it mean? Why is it so?